Okay, let's meditate. Rock back and forth, find your center. It's farther back than you think. Move your hands back closer to your body, to your chest. Relax your shoulders. Relax your forehead. Relax your mouth, lips. Special attention to the corners of the mouth. And then finally to the eyelids. Try to learn to make your eyelids soft and watch for the muscles at the top of the eyelids. Relax those. Slightly tilt your eyes upward. And slightly pull in your tummy. And then slowly come to your breath. Flirt with it first, and then clamp down on it. Make sure that as you start to concentrate your mind, your face doesn't tighten up again. Now try 10 breaths without thinking of something else. Start over again if you do. Random noises in the room don't count if you bring your mind back fast. Now we'll start the traditional preliminaries. Good to do at least once a day. One of the main preliminaries is confession, clearing your conscience, and then you can meditate quietly. And I feel in the room a much deeper concentration this morning after the confessions last night. The first preliminary is to invite your heart teacher to come sit with you. Mind can go directly to the inside of the heart, to the golden room. Outside the golden room is a heart, the flesh of the heart, under, over, and around the room. And the room is contained in a chamber in the heart. If your mind tries to leave the room, it will hit the heart, which is beating, and the beating will bring you back to the room. If you lose your concentration and you think of something else, then come back to the beating heart, and then slip inside the heart into the golden room. Lots of sunlight. Very warm, very warm golden sunlight filling the heart. And we first bow to our Lama, and the best kind of bowing down, namaste, is to think of another of their good qualities that we would like to emulate. So bow to your teacher, your own heart teacher, by thinking about what's the one quality about them that you would most like to learn. Then, by tradition, we make an offering. The highest offering is Drupa Chupa, the offering of your practice. And then again, offer some kind thing or thought. How about a thought today? A kind thought you've had in the last 24 hours. Offer that thought, the memory of that thought, to your teacher, who in silence can hear it and see it. then clear your conscience and think of perhaps a thought or a train of thoughts that were unkind that we've had in the last day or two. Much harder to remember or detect a negative thought, but they are more powerful than a negative action or words. So get in the habit. Find a negative thought from the last day or two that you didn't act out or speak out, but it was there. Then again, a second positive thought that you've had in the last day or two. And be happy . Most of us are more concerned with our negativities than our inner achievements, so it's very important to think about how you've improved and good thoughts you've had in the last day or two. Especially understandings, new understandings of where things are coming from, how we can make things happen to help people. Then rejoice in something you saw somebody else do yesterday, or you heard someone else say. Maybe it's a little better than we could have done. It's like seeing someone do a yoga pose that we can't do, but somebody was kind in a way that we haven't been able to reach yet. Be happy for them. Be happy that you had the karma to see them. Which means that you're close to being that. Then bring a vision to mind of what you would like to be. by the end of this week, how would you like to have changed? What does the new you look like by the end of this week? And ask your teacher to help you become that. Then finally ask them to stay with you. It's very important to ask them to stay, not only for this life, but for beyond that. Then you can relax a bit. The preliminaries are, most of them are finished. Take a stretch, then we'll start the meditation. Take a good stretch. It's good, it means you were holding it, right? It's good. Ready? Let's go back. Check in with your spine, rock back and forth. Find a center point. Tighten the stomach slightly, tummy. Smile slightly. It might help to open your lips a little bit, but don't breathe through your mouth. Relax your eyelids. Forehead. Then all that will, every time you do that in the future, it will bring you to your breath automatically. So come to your breath lightly at first and then more strictly. Eyes can go up slightly, eyeballs. Eyelids can be slightly open or closed, but you're not looking out. Come to count the breath. Let the breath take you, let the silence of the breath, the quietness of the breath, take you down to your heartbeat. You can feel it in your chest, or later you can hear it in your eardrums. Stay with your heartbeat. Part of your mind is watching from the back. Let us not think about things in the future or things past. Stay with the heartbeat. Stay in this room. No thought about any moment after this moment. No thought about any moment before this moment. Be completely here in this moment with your heartbeat. Keep your face soft as you concentrate. Don't let your face get tight. In the heartbeat. Later the heartbeat, when it gets quiet, you go from the breath. When that gets quiet, you go to the heart. When that gets quiet, you go to your eardrums. When that gets quiet, you go to the sound of the breath passing past the hairs in your nose. And then you can go to real silence after that. Look inside the heart. see a room filled with golden light, sunlight. Sunlight is not just coming into the windows, it's pouring over all the objects in the room. All the objects in the room are warm with a light glow from the sunlight coming in. If the mind tries to leave the room, it hits the beating heart and comes back. The heart envelops the room. And your teacher, your own heart teacher, is there. Feel, your eyes are closed, but you can feel their presence. You can hear their breath. You can smell the fragrance of their body. You can feel the warmth coming off of them. Never make a, in your meditation, never visualize pictures or statues. These are real people. They are smiling at you, always smiling, always happy with you. And they have a deep, deep love and commitment to you. Now we've come to the place of the actual meditation, so we will sit silently with our teacher. The mind will want to go somewhere else, do one more thing. The mind is always busy, the mind always wants one more object, one more thing to do, and we're going to stop that. We're going to let the mind rest, which is very relaxing and comforting to be able to sit silently with someone and not have to do anything else or think anything more. To be sitting with your heart lama in a golden room in complete silence, and to be satisfied and content to stay there is a high action that will help the entire world. So it's the best thing you can do right now for everyone that you know is to just be silent and be in your teacher's presence. and slowly come back to your breath. And slowly open your eyes. If you'd like to stand up and stretch your legs or do an uttanasana, you're welcome.